This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A bill to prevent the U.S. government from defaulting on its debts passed the Republican-controlled House of Representatives Wednesday night. The bill is a compromise deal reached between U.S. President Joe Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports that in the Senate, Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Republican Leader Mitch McConnell are working for passage of that debt ceiling package by week's end.
Schumer is warning that there's no room for error. Senators who have remained largely on the sidelines during much of the negotiations are insisting on amendments to reshape the package. But lawmakers are running out of time, and making any changes at this stage seems unlikely.
The package suspends the government's current $31 trillion debt ceiling for the next 2 years, while keeping federal spending flat through 2024. Ukraine's president took his request for more arms and support to a meeting of the European political community in Moldova. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
President Volodymyr Zelensky also told a summit of some 50 European leaders in Moldova that his country needed a clear invitation to NATO.
Every European country that borders Russia and that does not want Russia to tear it apart should be a full member of the EU and NATO.
The meeting of the Pan-Continental EPC, which embraces all European nations other than Russia and Belarus, gathered the heads of state and government from 47 countries. The event seeks to quell regional conflicts and shore up unity in the face of Russia's war. It focused on countries south and east as the region has reached a turning point with Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said on Thursday that Ukraine and its allies were still very far away from being able to secure peace in the country, but added any future Western security guarantees to Ukraine needed to be different from the status of European NATO members. Scholz said, quote, "We all have to focus on how we as individuals can support Ukraine." He made his comments at the second meeting of the European political community. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday China's decision to decline a meeting between U.S. and Chinese defense chiefs is unfortunate, particularly given recent provocative Chinese behavior. U.S. officials had invited China's Minister of National Defense, Li Shangfu, to hold talks with Secretary Austin on the sidelines of a defense summit in Singapore this week. Beijing declined the meeting, with a spokeswoman saying, quote, "The U.S. knows clearly why there are currently difficulties in military communication." Australia's most decorated living soldier has lost a defamation case over newspaper claims he committed war crimes in Afghanistan. This was the first time any court had assessed allegations of war crimes by Australian forces. VOA's Phil Mercer has more.
Ben Robert Smith had sued Australian media outlets over articles that he said defamed him. His lawyers have said the trial evidence was inconsistent and fanciful. Three newspapers claimed the former SAS corporal was involved in the murders of six unarmed prisoners or civilians in Afghanistan more than a decade ago. They alleged he'd used a machine gun to kill a captured fighter, whose artificial leg was then taken as a trophy. The newspapers insisted their news stories were truthful and accurate. Justice Bosanco said the three newspapers had proven some of the most serious allegations against Ben Robert Smith. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Casino revenues in Macau, the world's biggest gambling hub, have surged from a year ago. Julian Satherwhite reports for Reuters.
The good times seem to be back at casinos in Macau. Revenues in the world's biggest gambling hub soared 366% on the year in May, hitting just over $1.9 billion. That was the highest since January 2020, before the health crisis had fully gripped China. Casinos are now seeing visitors flock back after the lifting of lockdowns. They also got a boost from a five-day national holiday in May. Around 500,000 visitors crowded into the former Portuguese colony just over that period. But the rush comes as the territory grapples with an acute labour shortage. Authorities are also keen to diversify sources of income for Macau, which depends on gambling for more than 80% of government revenues.
I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.